I will now turn to the Secretary to report on the cooperation with IMO.
To start with, I should remind the meeting that the latest move to cooperate further with IMO arose out of a recommendation from the Conservation Committee last year in relation to work on ship strikes. The chair of the Ship Strikes Working Group and the IWC Secretariat met with some representatives from the IMO Secretariat in November last year to discuss how we might cooperate and to also get advice on how IWC should go about seeking accreditation as an IGO at IMO. At the moment, because we don't have IGO status, the Secretariat or the Commission can't directly submit documents or resolutions to the IMO. It has to be done via a member government. Following the discussions with the IMO Secretariat, I consulted with the Advisory Committee regarding whether I should go ahead and write to the IMO seeking IGO status before this meeting. Given their positive response, I then wrote to all of you informing you of my intention to do so. And I have been consulting with the IMO Secretariat regarding the most appropriate form and content for a letter, and will be sending a final letter to the Secretary General of IMO after this meeting. In terms of timeline for seeking accreditation, I understand that the next IMO Council meeting, at which interim IGO status could be approved, meets in November this year. And if approved, there could be formal approval by the General Assembly in 2009. But even though perhaps formal approval may be some time off, good cooperation between secretariats is already developing. And I would also note that although at the moment our primary interest is in collaborating with IMO on work relating to ship strikes, there are other issues of potential relevance, such as habitat disturbance through noise and pollution, oil spills, and other issues like that. So it's not just a one-issue interest. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.